Mayor admits dictograph is correct. Atlanta, Georgian, Saturday, May 24, 1913. Denies, however, that he ever offered money during course of conversation recorded. Mayor Woodward Saturday admitted that the dictograph record of his conversation in the room of the mysterious Collyar was correct. After reading the report in the Georgian, he said, "This is not as strong as the conversation I told you I had before I knew they had a dictograph on me. I did not offer them any money, but I will say now that I will subscribe to a fund that might unearth any graft in any city department, but I haven't got any $1,000 to give. Denies Fagan connection. Another thing I want to make clear is that my dealing with those men had nothing whatever to do with the Fagan case. They told me they had evidence of the corruption of Beavers and Lanford. I wanted to see what they had. I don't suppose anyone takes seriously the statement that Colonel Felder controls me. It is just as absurd to believe that he controls Solicitor Dorsey or the Governor. G.C. February, Secretary to Detective Chief Newport Lanford, and Ass Collyar, that long-haired, mysterious investigator, talked to me about evidence they had proving that Chief of Police Beavers and Chief Lanford were protecting disorderly houses and blind tigers. They talked of protecting February's job and the need of $1,000 to pull off the affair, told them to get proof. My reply was, if February could show up any crooks in the police department, I did not think the people of Atlanta would stand for him losing his job. I told them to produce the evidence. If it was worth anything, I told them I did not think there would be any trouble about a just reward, but that I did not have any $1,000 to give them. The Fagan case was not mentioned. Charles C. Jones, owner of some of the closed houses in our midst, also said he was persuaded to visit the mysterious room of Collyar No. 31. When he spoke about money to show up Beavers, and I told him I was not interested, the interview ended, said Jones. Mayor Woodward said the first he knew of Collyar was one day last week. Collyar called at the City Hall and told the mayor's secretary, Frank Hammond, he had some important evidence to submit to the mayor. When he was delayed in getting into the office, he grew impatient and declared that it was trouble to see the mayor of Atlanta, then the president of the United States. Felder tells of evidence. Monday, said Mayor Woodward, Colonel Felder came to my office. He told me that in working on the Fagan case, he had unearthed some startling evidence of corruption in the police department. Give me the evidence, I said to him, and I will see that it is given proper attention and investigation. He explained that it would take funds to employ a detective to get the evidence together, as the man he had employed was confined to the Fagan case. My reply was that if the evidence was sufficient to convict, I did not think there would be the least trouble about getting the money. His reply was that it was in documentary form. Just as he was about to leave, Charlie Jones came in. As I remember, Colonel Felder left immediately. Jones had been up to the meeting of council Monday afternoon. I understood, and dropped by just for a minute. Mayor's next experience. Mayor Woodward said his next experience with the alleged plotters et al. Was on Wednesday afternoon when February and E.O. Miles, a private detective, came to his office in the Empire Building. It was a little after 3 o'clock, said the mayor. They told me they could show up Beavers and Lanford with unquestionable proof. I was reluctant to go, but they insisted, so I told them, the rest of this article is not available. In another newspaper of the same day, this same article is titled, Mayor Attacks Dictograph Record Declares Part of Conversation Said to Have Been Recorded as False, Editor.